guys, thank you for joining us for today's commentary. We're going to speak about St. John Paul II's teaching on the value of masculinity and what does a Christian man looks like. So he starts from a very beautiful, very interesting idea in which he says, Christ, when Christ became man, Christ didn't only show us the Father, but he also shows us what a man should look like, how a man should act, or what are the marks of a Christian man, of a man, in the general sense. So you remember in the discussion with those who defended adultery and defending a divorce in case of adultery, he concluded, but in the beginning it was not so. So in the heart of man at the beginning, there was a different disposition that eventually, because of the corruption of original sin, it got lost somewhere. So if we come back to St. John Paul II's early life, at some moment he realized his calling to love others as Christ loves. And that is a calling that is in the heart of every man throughout history. That is why man wants to be a hero. But often when we ask ourselves, like, how do I love? Or how do I become a man? Or the common answer is, like, you have to be like Jesus. And of course, we often think of Jesus preaching or just being there with his apostles, and that is true, of course. But the meaning of the redemptive suffering of Christ is in the cross. In this order of ideas, man is called to die to himself every single day for the sake of others, for the sake of those that he loves. Because the reality is that God has put in our lives particular persons that we are responsible for. So it could be the people we serve as missionaries, it could be our parents, it could be the people in the community, it could be, in other contexts, our girlfriend, or eventually our wives. So our life, as Christ died and emptied himself until the very last, until when he got wounded, what came out was not blood anymore, was water, meaning like I empty myself to the very end. So it's like Christ looks at us, man, from the cross and says, like, this is what I did for my beloved. What are you going to do? So even Christ in this sense is very challenging to us because he realizes what it is to be a man. Actually, even in our bodies, there is a stamp for our call to love. So man takes initiative. He commits to the beloved. He grows with the beloved. And then he dies to himself. So it is, being a man is a constant death to oneself for the sake of others.